I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The real market mover comes in just about an hour and a half. How many more people got jobs in August and who's been looking for work but not finding it? While the data show business investment has been down with this trade war, hiring has remained strong, but keep an eye on the long-term view. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Economists like to look at average job creation over many months to smooth out weird weather effects and statistical anomalies. And that shows a significant slowdown. Last year, we added 223,000 jobs a month on average. This year, we're down to 165,000. Frank Fiorelli at payroll processor Paychex says the pace of hiring by small business confirms the trend.
It's still growing, but that growth keeps trending down, kind of drip, drip, drip.
Now, job creation can actually drop even lower and still provide enough employment for young people entering the workforce, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation.
Just for the purposes of population growth, we'd be okay at about 75,000 jobs per month.
But Stettner says that wouldn't give unemployed people a decent shot at finding work again, or entice people who've gotten discouraged and stopped looking for work to give it another try. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.